go to these ponds and catch little fishes and use that.
What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
Lightning bug.
Okay. What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings and it flies around over lakes or ponds?
Flies around lakes or ponds. You say it's a bug?
Yeah, and it's got a long, skinny body. And I think two sets of wings, usually.
That ain't a lightning bug.
No, this one I'm thinking about now is bigger than a lightning bug. Sometimes they get to be about that long. Have you ever heard people call these things snake doctors or mosquito hawks or gallinippers or dawning needles or dragonflies?
Snake hawks, please.
Snake hawks? Okay. And does that fit the description that I was just given with the long, thin body and the...
Snake hawk.
Okay. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and it looks like a wasp, but some people say it doesn't sting? It's not a wasp, it's something else.
Builds a tree top.
What do you call nuts that get ripe underneath the ground?
Peanuts.
If a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you'd say that the boy, what, his father?
Just like his dad. One white lady here yesterday, and she bought a beautiful one with my son, and she was talking about, I knew her father well. I said, I wish you could see my boy's son, so he just like his daddy.
Now, let's see. If a boy's appearance is like his father, she'd say, he's just like him.
Yes.
Now, if his behavior is just like his father's, what would you say?
He acts like his father.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth, somebody who's not a nurse?
Well, I know that now. We don't have that now, you know.
Yeah.
We don't have them now. They all go to the hospital now.
I'll come back to that one, too. I'll come back to these when we can talk them over. If a city person...
Midwife.
Fine. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
If a city person comes to the country,
what might the country people call him behind his back?
Let's see, what could we do there? Well, town man, or man, woman, or
anything. All right. Now, if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him behind his back?
Right, old countryman.
Okay. How do you normally refer to people whose skin is black?
Colored.
Okay. And what about people whose skin is the color of mine?
White.
Okay.
White.
Let's see now. If a white person gets mad with a colored person, what might he call him?
Negro.
Okay. If a white person gets mad with a colored person, he might call him a nigger, or something like that. Mm-hmm. Now, if a colored person gets mad with a white person, what might he call him behind his back? Or sometimes, what a little colored children call little white children when they're talking about them?
Crackers.
Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it.